Now, you mentioned when you were relegated to Burnley that vow you made that you would come back with a championship or promotion winning team. But a couple of seasons later, you lost at home to Barnet. I think you were second bottom from the league or something like that. Very dark days in October. They must have seen a million miles off. And then Kevin Hodges left. What were your first impressions of Paul Sturrock?
My first impression of him was that he was a proper manager. You know, no airs and graces about him. It was basically his way or the highway type of thing. And for me, that was great because it was black and white. There was no in between. And he made, you know, some ordinary players, but just the pieces of the jigsaw just fitted. And a fantastic tactician as well. And training was of a high standard every day. And like I say in my book, I really owe him my career. I was a distinctly average third division player when he arrived, not even in the team actually, and he made me into a, with a little bit of work for myself, but primarily he made me into a double championship winning captain who's now playing regularly in the championship. So I owe him an awful lot, and I think he knows that. So but I've got good memories of Paul Sturrock.
And you also say in your book that the first game he had a chance to look at you in, you had a bit of a mare, didn't you?
Not a bit of a mare's being kind. That was absolutely horrendous. It was his first game at home, a FA Cup replay against Chester. We actually lost on the night 2-1. But it's not even funny. It was that bad. If I'd been watching the game, I'd have been laughing at me, saying, you know, how the hell is he on that pitch with professional footballers? But it was just one of them games. It wasn't through lack of effort. It was just, you know, people have off days at work. I had an off day on the pitch. It was simple as that. But I went to see him afterwards, and I had to say, you know, that's not Paul Watton you saw out there. And he was straight to the point as he is, and just said, if I had another centre back fit, you wouldn't be playing on Saturday, which happened to be away at Exeter in a derby game. So it was fair enough. Luckily, luckily I've had some lucky points in my career, and that was certainly one of them. So I played, we won 2-0, and then I played every game from then on, just kicked on from there.
And you mentioned captaincy to him as well, didn't you, again, after the Chester one?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Well, I knew that Mick Heathcote was injured, and I actually said to him, you know, I've always wanted to captain the team, and, you know, could you possibly think of me? And he just said, I think you want to concentrate on the game, son. So that was it, and out I went. So,
and how eventually did you manage to get that captain's armband?
It was the start of the first time I was captain, Sean McCarthy got sent off, and I just took the armband off him. But then the gaffer gave the captaincy to Craig Taylor, who was an older, experienced player, more experienced player. And at the time I got the captaincy properly was the start of the championship winning season, and third division championship winning season. It was before Shrewsbury, and he just threw me the armband and said, you know, there you go, which was fantastic. And people know how proud I am to captain my hometown club.
Because you had three seasons, really, I think it'd be fair to say, of mediocrity in the third division.
Yeah.
Was there anything in the pre-season, the championship winning year, that made you think, you know, this year we are going to do something?
Well, just the management team of Paul Sturrock and Kevin Summerfield. I mean, we were fitter than we ever had been before. We were stronger than we ever had been before. And he'd signed a few players as well that gelled into the team, namely Mickey Evans and Graham Coughlin were the two main signings. Obviously Roman and David as well. And it all just gelled, and it was a great team spirit. The dressing room was tremendously close, and I think there was an inner feeling, although no one was actually saying out loud, I think we've got a right chance this year. I think there was an inner feeling, a self-belief in everybody that maybe we're half a chance.
Yet you made a poor start, particularly at home, didn't you?
Yes, we did make a poor start. I mean, we lost 1-0 the first game, but how we lost 1-0, I mean, Shrewsbury had one attack and one goal, and we absolutely pummeled them. How we never scored, I don't know. But we made a poor start, but the turning point of the season was probably away at Rushden and Diamonds. When we were 2-0 down, we came back and won 3-2. And it was a real turning point in the season as far as it was. If we lost that game, we could have easily nosedived. So it was sink or swim, really. So, but we come through it, yeah. It was a massive turning point.
About midway through the season, it was obviously becoming a two-horse race between yourselves and Luton. You led virtually, I think, until about five games from the end, and then there was a slip here, I think, against Southend, wasn't it? And all of a sudden, Luton were in the driving seat. Did you think it had gone away from you, the championship?
To be fair, yeah. We was we had to go away to Carlisle and Darlington, and Luton were at home to Macclesfield, and we was away to Carlisle on the Saturday. And Luton at home to Macclesfield, by all rights, should have been a home banker. But Macclesfield drew with them, I think it was 1-1, and we beat Carlisle, so we was back on top.
Wotton, midway inside the half, he's going to drill it! Deflection of the loop! Wotton's done it! That is an absolute belter! That must be about 35 yards, and Wotton runs all the way back to the Argyle fans, and now the Pilgrims are in the driving seat. Plymouth Argyle leading at Carlisle by 2-0.